Well, today we have a guest joining us by phone from the Museum of Danish America Genealogy Center, and we're talking with Amanda Skellinger. She's the Genealogy Center Manager, and I want to talk a little bit about the center and some of the new things that folks will discover there. Amanda, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good, thank you. How long have you been with the Genealogy Center?
I've been here about 2 years, come December, so just a little over 2 years now.
Okay, very good. Are you enjoying it? Is it what you thought it would be?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. We've had, you know, I had never worked with Danish, you know, genealogy, so it's been a learning experience, but I've learned pretty fast, and we've had a lot of interesting stories that we've been able to find, so I've had a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, it is a lot of discovery, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's we get interesting things coming in.
Probably so. All kinds of interesting requests, but we could talk about that more. I wanted to really kind of touch on the structure that you have set up for the fees and services and things that you provide. That's been kind of updated a bit. Can you talk a little bit about that, how that sits now?
Sure. As of, January 1st, the services we offer now at the Genealogy Center, we moved to an all-package option rather than a pay-by-the-hour system that we were previously using. There are now 5 package options that people can choose from, and they all have flat fees for all. So previously with the hourly system, you know, you never really knew quite how much you were going to pay. So right now there's a price set, and then that's how much you're going to pay, unless, you know, within the research there accrues some other sorts of fees, and then you'll get billed for that afterwards, but we will let you know whatever those are. And then these packages, they're a lot clearer and they're more detailed for what the expectations are regarding the research, so the patron knows what they're going to get, and it also helps us researchers because we have a more clear idea of what our goals are for the research and what the focus are going to be, and just like how much information we will attempt to cover for each project. And then as for those who come in and want to work with us, because we still get a lot that come in and want to work one-on-one or, you know, have us help them out, that fee process is still going to be the hourly. So that's not going to change at all. It's just the services in regards to having us do the work for them.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. So that's our big change right now.
Yeah. Is changing the rate structure to something kind of fee simple this way, does this make it just easier for folks to kind of understand what's involved? And then they have some knowledge ahead of time, some confirmation about really what a project is going to cost.
Yeah, it makes it a lot simpler. So they can go onto the website, and like I said, there was 5 packages to choose from, and you know, a person has an idea of what they want, and they'll see the flat fee that it's going to cost. And as with our previous research projects, we do have a deposit, and then at the end they'll pay whatever, you know, the remaining cost is. But you have we have a detail of what each project is going to find, so it's a lot clearer, because before, when we did the pay by the hour, is a lot more vague on, you know, what exactly we were going to research and what we were going to find, how much time it was going to take, and that kind of stuff. So now, instead of doing that, it's more goal oriented. So these are our goals, and this is what we're going to work to find, and that kind of stuff. So it's a lot more clear for the patron to understand what we're going to do for them.
Sure. Well, and we should probably stress, too, that it's not necessarily results-driven. The fee they're paying is for the work and the time that's put in. It's not necessarily for the results, because they could be great and they could be kind of scarce, too.
Right, right. You know, we could spend anywhere from, you know, 10 hours to 20 hours or more on a project. But our purpose is to find that goal. So, research does take a lot of time. And then sometimes, you know, we spend a lot of time and we don't get any results. In Danish genealogy, know, there's very common names. Jen Jensen's is a very common name, and there's a lot of people who use that name. So it could be kind of tricky finding the right person, and especially if they came to America and, you know, changed their name. So there are a few times that we do struggle to find, but it just takes a lot of time to do that. So the deposit fee is really just kind of the fee to pay for the initial work that, you know, and time that we spend on it. And then the rest is for more of the information we find.
Sure. I'm sure when you're doing any kind of genealogical work, you can run into several different types of roadblocks you don't anticipate.
Oh, sure. Yeah, we have quite a few of those. You know, we'll find somebody and we're sure that we have the right person, and then we go back just to double check, and we'll find, you know, this location in Denmark had three people with the same names, and the parents had the same names, and, you know, they're born within the same year but just a few months apart. So then we have to go back and, you know, re-look at all of our information and kind of go back and see which one is going to be the correct one that we need. And so a lot of times it can be a lot of going back and revising, because, you know, you might find one small discrepancy, like the, you know, it could be three possibilities of a person. So you have to go back and look for those minute little details that will pinpoint which one is the correct one. So it does take a lot of time.
I'm sure part of this type of work, part of what makes it fun, is also what can make it a little frustrating at times.
Yeah. Yeah. It can really draw you in, and it can get addicting at times.
Yeah. Well, and sometimes you get partial work, I would guess, too. At times people will come in with more information than just a basic name and an address.
Oh, yeah. People come in and they have an idea of where they're from, you know, just a county, or, you know, or maybe like a parish name, but they don't know where exactly this parish is in Denmark. So it can be kind of tricky to find exactly where that place is. And then we get other requests too. We recently had one that a request come in that this person had a family story, and they just wanted us to try to see if we can verify it and prove it's real or prove it's fake. And that was very interesting, because we had to go back and research like Danish nobility and, you know, coats of arms and all that kinds of stuff. But so it's not just, you know, the ancestors. We get some of the family stories too that people want us to check out and just see if they're, you know, legitimate and if they're true. And so it's a lot of fun. It really is a lot of fun.
Yeah, a little different every day. So. Yeah, a little different all the time.
Yeah,
I'm
it
sure.
Is. Yeah.
Do you work for people or with people? I guess what I'm saying is, do people just come in with basic info, hand it to you, and pay you the fee, and walk out and wait for a call, or do you get folks that sit side by side and work with you on the projects?
We get both. There are some people who want to come in and work and do it themselves. They might have been working on it for a long time, but they get kind of stuck, and so they'll come in and bring their laptop, and they'll sit, and we'll help them out, you know, to help them find the Danish records. But then they want to, you know, do it on their own, the majority of it. And then we get people who, you know, they don't know how to do any genealogy, and they don't really want to, but they're interested in the information. So then they'll send their, basically everything they know. We have a form to fill out, and they send that in, and then that's like the big majority of the research projects. They pay us to do all the work, but it's a little bit of both.
Very good. And I'm sure some of it's local, and because of the nature of the center, some of it's national, international perhaps too.
We get mostly national. We do have a few local, but the majority is national. I guess we do have some international also. I'm working on one right now that's from Illinois. I had one call in yesterday from Maryland. So I think the majority are from our national base. but which is interesting too.
Yeah, well, it's very interesting work as well too. It sounds like it's actually a lot of fun to make some of the discoveries that you do find. We all love a treasure hunt, and that's kind of what you're doing in some cases.
It is. It is, and it's, you know, seeing people and hearing the, you know, the excitement that they get when they get their information. It's just, it's very nice to see their appreciation and all that stuff.
You bet. Well, to find what they were hopefully looking for, you bet.
Yeah.
If folks want to know more about the Genealogy Center, Amanda, how would they do that? Is there plenty of information online?
Yep. All our information about the new package systems and how to go about purchasing one and our other services, we do translations, is on the website, which is danishmuseum.org. And we are under the Explore tab. You can also, you know, feel free to call in if you have some questions. And that number is 712-764-7008. So either one, it works.
Very good. Well, that's how. If you have ever wondered how you get the ball rolling, Amanda is the person who gets it started for you. Very good. Amanda Skellinger, the Genealogy Center Manager at the Museum of Danish America. Amanda, thank you so much for the time here today. It sounds like a lot of fun. Good luck with the work.
All right. Thank you.